This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more.
Hey guys, before we get started, just a reminder that we now have a Patreon exclusive podcast over on our Patreon, patreon.com/Harry Potter and the Boys. Sign up now. Not only do you get the full video versions with a little bit of extra Patreon goodness at the start, but you also get our new show, The Sorting Ceremony, where me and Sam sort popular characters from movies, TV shows, games, real life people, etc., into their Hogwarts houses. Last week we did the main characters from Friends, and this week we are doing the main characters from Seinfeld. So jump on the Patreon, patreon.com/Harry Potter and the Boys, for a bunch of bonuses like that. Let's get into the episode.
50 years after the final Harry Potter book, Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote a series of 7 Harry Potter fan fiction novels. This is book 2 in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Team Wizard Tournament.
Hello everyone, welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike, book 2, Harry Potter and the Team Wizard Tournament. Sam Garlep's here, g'day.
I'm bloody here, and Mike, what another thrilling week we've got ahead of us.
Oh, very thrilling. Oh, you know what, I sent an email to Christina from the Restricted Section, the American Harry Potter podcast, who's probably listening. Hi, Christina. Hi, Christina. And co. I was like, hey, Christina, do you think the podcast, as an American, do you think this podcast is too Australian? Like, are there too many Australian references? Because I feel like it is. Do you? Like, the book.
Oh, your book. Your book too Australian? Oh, it's got a lot of Australian isms, I guess.
Yeah. And she said, like, nah, I don't really notice it. Like, sometimes you guys mention, like, Hamish and Andy, but, like, you've made it clear that they're, like, famous and shit, right?
Yeah.
And then she said, also, Americans love the Australian accent, and some of the ways that Sam, like, vocalizes things is just so charming. And I was just like, what do you think you're saying? Like, what are you doing that I'm not? Because she did say,
she said me specifically.
She did say particularly Sam.
That is, that's a bit of a, that's a neg. Or is it a backhanded compliment?
No, it was a good.
To you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, she was just saying some of the way of words you guys have, like the way we say things. And I guess particularly Sam.
Particularly Sam. I feel like, when we watch, as Australians, watch American stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's something you haven't heard of. They reference something you haven't heard of.
Yeah.
But you either look it up, or by context, you understand what it is.
Yeah.
Like, but on the other hand, we Australians are, by nature, a lot smarter than Americans.
Is that true? Is that a fact?
Yeah. offense to our American listeners, but you're
can we... You're all stupid. No. Can we actually say, if you're a non-Australian listener, what's something like that Sam...
What's the bloody deal over there?
What's something we say that you're just like, oh, it's so wacky they say that? Because a good example, I think, for Aussies to Americans is like, a lot of Americans say y'all, as in like, you all.
Yeah.
But we would never say that, would we?
Y'all, I feel like we'd almost type y'all. I think y'all would be in a little, hey y'all.
Yeah, but no one would ever say it unironically.
No.
Whereas I feel like it's very non-ironic in America. Like you'd just say, hey y'all. Whereas we'd be like, g'day guys.
I mean, you'd sound like an... If you're an Aussie, you'd sound like an absolute dunce. You want to sound like a true blue dinky die. Cobber.
All right, I've got a little...
And if you don't know what that means...
Yeah, if you don't... I've got a little... so international listeners, write in. Send an owl. What are some stuff we say? Oh, can I also say two things? One, first episode of the sorting ceremony went out last week where we sorted Friends characters.
Yeah.
This week, jump on the Patreon, patreon.com/HarryPotterandTheBoys. We're sorting the Seinfeld main four.
Yes.
So it's a Patreon exclusive podcast, patreon.com/HarryPotterandTheBoys. Jump on, and every week we're doing a sorting ceremony. And if you want to recommend someone we can sort, a group of people from a show or movie we can sort, send it in.
Or a group of people from real life. Yeah, or,
we're not doing inanimate objects again. But also, we did have one of our Patreonesses, Patreoness JJ, and she was livid about some of the houses we assigned the Friends characters.
Are we going to go through that on the Patreon?
Yeah. So if you want to, it's a fun show. We had fun doing the first one. Well,
we
had fun,
and we actually did, and yes, just a peek behind the magical curtain.
Yeah.
Is that we.
The veil.
The veil. Oh, the, yes, very well. We actually disagreed on
a lot.
Which was shocking.
JJ disagreed even further from our assessments.
There's not many other, how many degrees of,
Well, we disagreed with both of us? We both thought one house each, and then she thought a completely different house for two characters.
Wow. But and that's some of the crazy controversies of the Patreon. That's what you're going to get.
But of course you get full video versions as well. Now, the other thing I was going to say, I've actually completely... Oh, now on Spotify, if you listen to this podcast on Spotify, you can interact with the podcast on Spotify now. So if I click this, right? People, I can leave questions and you can reply in Spotify to the questions. So we actually, two people actually did it for this, for chapter 41. Lucas Bowles commented on Spotify, "I think this episode was great. Love you, Mikey. Fuck Dimmy." And then,
right. Oh, thank you, Lucas. What a legend.
Waffle Girl said, "I loved the Expelliarmus. I also love the dragon." So people can now comment their thoughts in Spotify natively, and I'm going to each week do maybe a poll and a question natively in your Spotify app. So update your Spotify.
Wow, so Spotify is turning into a whole other social media on its own.
For podcasts, yeah.
But then what, I mean, at the end of the year, it's me and you're not going to share your Spotify rap to Spotify, are you?
No, that's true.
You've got to go cross-platform.
You've got to go.
Unless, otherwise, there's no point.
Unless Spotify introduces stories.
Wow, Spotify stories.
Okay, before we get into the fanfic.
Yeah, interesting stuff.
I do have one Harry Potter tidbit, so we're into the tidbits.
Yeah.
I wonder if you've ever noticed this, because, and I just watched I've noticed this for a long time.
Is that all the Weasleys have red hair? That's crazy, isn't it?
It is to do with the Weasleys.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay, should I guess?
No.
Have I ever noticed that Ron Weasley backwards is...
No, I'm going to show you a picture. I want you to tell the listeners what I'm showing you.
Okay.
Oh, not that.
Okay, it's a big, hairy, long thing with two spherical other hairy things in a sack. Oh, Mike.
No, please be serious.
No, I'll be Sam. Serious is my uncle, my godfather.
Godfather. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, what I'm looking at is a Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix poster art.
For the movie. Yeah. So it's the commercial poster for Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Now,
I assumed that's what it was.
On the poster for Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, you know, there's a group of the main sort of Dumbledore's army characters.
Yeah. I haven't let myself focus yet. I've just thought, oh, I can see Harry at the front.
Harry's at the front holding the prophecy.
Oh, he's two.
Yeah, Hermione.
And then Ron's on the other side.
Sort of in the background, you've got Neville and Luna Lovegood.
Oh,
and
there's two.
You've got Ginny there as well.
Look at that.
But is it Ginny? Because I think you'll find, Sam and listeners...
Yeah, I'm assuming that's Ginny.
...that on the poster for Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Ginny is not on the poster.
Can I have a look?
It's a completely different girl that looks kind of like Ginny, but is not in the film at all.
Who is that?
It's like a stand-in actor for Ginny that they didn't Photoshop out. It looks nothing like Ginny if you zoom in. Seriously. Is that Ginny?
No.
It's not Ginny.
That is on her.
This is the official poster for
Harry. She's got brown hair as well.
It's the official poster for Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Can we get a picture of, what's Ginny's name?
Bonnie Wright.
That is not Bonnie Wright.
Go and look at the poster for Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. It looks really normal, but if you zoom in on Ginny, it is quite clearly not Ginny. It is a different person.
That is...
And it's like Ginny wasn't available for the shoot that day, so they literally... just got someone to stand in and then they forgot to Photoshop it.
That is not her. I mean, either it's... No.
It's not her. There is no way it's her.
Wait, that's not...
It's a different person. Like, it's a completely different girl who from afar kind of looks like Ginny.
I think you're right.
It's amazing they got away with it. Like, who is that?
Okay, we need a... This needs to go... We need to investigate this. We need to go straight to the top. Straight to David Yates or whoever...
Yeah, go to Dave. But seriously, if anyone can shed any light on this, I'm telling you now, it's the poster of them. They're in the Department of Mysteries at the Ministry, and it's like Harry, Ron, and Hermione in the front, Neville and Luna to the left of Harry, mm-hmm. and then Ginny to the right. But if you zoom in on Ginny, it is not Ginny Weasley. It is not Bonnie Wright.
No, yeah. And then behind her, there's some... Are they ghosts or something?
No, I think that's a statue in the ministry.
Oh, it is too. Yeah. But that wasn't that interesting. Anyway, you guys can't see. It's okay. So no, you guys, no one can see what we were just doing.
Yeah, so Google it now. And I'm gonna put a poll in the Spotify.
Oh.
Is that Ginny? And you can vote on it. So go and check the Spotify.
And then you can share that.
On your stories.
To your Instagram story. And make sure your Instagram story is also dual story to Facebook.
Yeah, cross-platform.
And then you can tweet that.
All right. Now, did you have any tidbit or anything?
Don't know if I did.
Okay. We can just get into the double.
Yeah,
F.
My non-Harry Potter one was just going to be about commenting about you that you got a new TV. But
yeah, I did get a new TV. More on that over on my other podcast, 20th Century Boy, because not many people are cross-platform.
Here I am thinking, this probably isn't worth bringing up on a podcast. And you're like, no. It is. Yeah, don't bring it up because I've already done a whole 20-minute bit on my other podcast.
Not many people know this about my old TV, but it's a 50-inch TV.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't pay for it.
Wow. You didn't pay for it?
And it's a funny story how it came into my possession, but I'm telling it next week on TCB.
On the other podcast.
If you want to find out that.
That is a good... That's a forward tease. That's...
Yeah, but if anyone does want an old 50-inch TV and you're in Melbourne and want to pick it up, you can have it.
So 50-inch TVs, that's like 10 times...
10 dicks. Yeah. Or a few Subway footlongs.
That's true.
All right, let's get on to the fanfic now.
Yeah, because, sorry, I didn't bring anything Harry Pottery. I just...
Totally fine. We are now into, I think, the third last chapter of book two. So we are finally moving towards book three.
Yeah.
And... I think last chapter ended with almost like a tease of the next book where Mr. Charger and Kim Jiri were headed to Kazkaban with Gemini Jones in their possession.
And the Commentors.
The Commentors, yes.
Which are cum dementors.
Well, we don't know. We might have to find out.
Oh, does that mean,
can
I just make little jokes that you might be doing in the next book or not?
Yeah, sure.
Does Commentor, do they suck the cum out of people? Instead of the soul.
I don't know. We have to find out.
That is so gross. It's funny that I've thought of it, but I'm already blaming you, even though I've just thought of it. My mind went there and I thought.
Well, yeah. Well, we're up to.
Mike got a text message and it came through on his laptop.
We are on chapter 43 now.
So we are so close to the end.
I think there's 45 or 46 chappies. So
yeah.
I guess. We start by like, I don't know, maybe I guess a good place to start is like reading the title of the chapter.
We don't traditionally do that, but I can give it a go.
We did read this last week. It's an interesting chapter title.
We read it. We didn't say it out loud.
We didn't say it.
But if you are, as we've pointed out before, if you're listening, you already know.
Because you've seen the chapter title. So it's actually not surprising
remembered. Yes. Well, one of the great things about this podcast, I think, is that we often don't remember what we say ourselves.
No.
Like the same observations and the same mistakes.
Sometimes people send me messages about like anything I've done across the broad spectrum of broadcasting that I'm involved in here in Melbourne. And they're like, hey, I loved when you said this. I was like, I have no recollection of ever saying that. And they're like, oh, you said it like on your podcast 4 years ago. Yeah. And then you mention it again on this radio show. And I'm like, mate, well, I forgot I said that.
Yeah, I have done that with my... here's some forward plugging. My comedy festival show, which is coming up next week.
Yes, Sam, but different.
Which I'm about to start. Which is why I kind of haven't brought anything today, because I've just been working on that.
Totally.
But I think specifically, often it's with crowd work.
Also, if you're coming to Sam's show the first night, the Monday, I'll be there.
You can get tickets for Monday the 27th.
Yeah.
You have to click through to the booking site.
Pretend it's a big deal.
Yeah, whatever. But often it's either with crowd work, other bits. People are like, oh, my favorite part was when you said this, made this. I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Or someone, I reckon there's got to be like a 1 year statute of limitations. Like anything I said beyond 1 year ago, I no longer believe. Just assume that I no longer think that.
And someone said, "Oh, I was there that time you did a parody to the Friends theme song." I was like, "What?
Have you never done that?"
I was like, "I don't think I've ever done that." And then like, "Oh, I'm pretty sure you did." Anyway, I went home. I was like, "Oh, I did do that. I have done that before."
And if you're wondering where we would sort the characters from Friends,
you can check it out on the Patreon.
On the Patreon, Harry Potter and the Boys. All right,
we start the chapter.
We start by reading the title of the chapter, which is Sammy G.
Chapter 43. Another day at Hogwarts, another boobs. Another day at Hogwarts, another boobs. And that's...
Which doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
Like, another day at Hogwarts, comma, another boobs. Which sounds like a Plato, something Plato would say.
Yes. Oh,
another day, another boobs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, 100%. That's some Aristotle. Yeah. Okay, let's start.
But it doesn't it's not a complete sentence because it should be another day, another boobs.
It could be another day at Hogwarts. Another
boobs? Another, which is an instance of
another boobs at... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense. But anyway.
Or another day, another boobs at Hogwarts.
Possibly, Well, we'll find out.
We'll edit that.
Let's see where we're at.
The next morning at Hogwarts was a pretty standard day. Most students woke up in their common rooms having no idea that last night their potions master and the supposed choir master of the school had had a fight in a secret underground chamber of the school against a bunch of the students, the school headmaster, a phoenix, a dragon, and a foreign exchange student.
Well, it sounds crazy when you put it like
that. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that could happen every night. With the amount of times we said school in that sentence was a lot as well.
Yeah, true.
Okay, because they've just run away. Yep, cool. Well, yeah, that is pretty crazy.
It is crazy, yeah. Can't believe that happened.
Do you reckon we'll see the dragon again? Never say never. Justin Bieber. And next to no one knew that one of the students had been kidnapped and removed from the school grounds by Mr. Charger and a man who looked like a clown that transformed from the choir master. They also didn't know, we're talking a lot about things people don't know.
A lot of recapping the last five chapters.
They also didn't know that two students had merged together using an ancient form of magic and created an ancient being of lightning that was being forced to be a super weapon for the previous mentioned staff. Even though we're recapping it, it's somehow getting more confusing. I actually know less than when I started reading. And Harry Potter awoke from a deep slumber. And Harry Potter awoke from a deep slumber he had taken after he left the Chamber of Secrets. "Ah, morning," he said, looking at the cameras.
Which again implies that Hogwarts and this book is like a mockumentary or like a documentary.
So someone's waiting all night.
Yeah, it's like The Office. And I hadn't even watched the show. Yeah. Like Summer Heights High, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a very Australian reference, guys. Mm. Yeah.
One down.
There's one down.
Morning, he said, looking at the cameras. "My favourite part of the day. Because everything that happened yesterday is old news and I never have to deal with it again."
Which is a great way to not have to deal with any accountability in your life. It's like, once I go to sleep, it's the problems of the past.
And that does feel true when you're going to sleep. But when you wake up, you don't feel that.
That's actually true. Mm. Dude, sometimes I'm just like, I cannot wait to go to sleep. Because in my opinion, sleep is like, I think the purpose of sleep is like, it's like a little teaser trailer for death. Right?
Oh, okay.
I think we evolved sleep and it's nature being like, "Hey, death's not that bad. It's just this.
It's just
all the time."
Hey, what if you have nightmares?
Oh, whatever. Yeah, but without that, the nightmares and dreams are just us like still so knowing
is
we're
the
alive.
Purpose of life. How do we, how do we know that this isn't the bloody dream?
Mm-hmm.
And our dreams are while we're awake. That's real life. The Matrix.
It's a good movie.
It's real. We're living in a simulation.
But seriously, yeah, you go to sleep and you're like, fine. While you're sleeping, I feel like there's this sense of like, it's all over. Mm. I don't have to worry about anything ever again. And then you wake up and you're like, oh, nothing's changed.
Yeah, yeah. I think especially when you've got something to do, like something important, but you get just so tired, like, oh, look, like, oh, that can wait. That
yeah.
That can wait. Yeah. And then as soon as you wake up, you're like, that couldn't wait. I don't have time to do that to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Why did I wait? Why, you know, yeah. I haven't got time to do that. Oh, that's God. Maybe just, I'm terribly organized.
No, I do that all the time. Just like, oh, I need to do this. Like, I know in my mind I need to do this, but I also really want to sleep. And to be honest, like at this point, sleep is the more appealing option. So, you know.
I think almost nothing is worth pulling an all-nighter. Just go to sleep.
Almost nothing.
Just go to sleep. I'm not going to finish my assignment. Get out of town.
I'd do an all-nighter to read this book.
That's for sure. And we might be with the rate we're going at.
All right. People must hate this podcast.
They're just like, I just what
wanna,
are we talking about?
I just want to hear what happens next. It's already rolling out you for fucking probably, 50 chapters.
The last 5 minutes, you could probably just... That could be someone's ASMR to go to sleep. Us talking about sleep. Okay. Harry was wearing his pajamas. He sleeps naked. There's a classic Mikey gag.
That's a great gag.
It is good.
You know?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. His birthday suit. Okay, it doesn't say that, but... everything has really gone great this year at Hogwarts. Everything really feels like we've had a really successful year. In fact, I'm going to give every house 50 points. Except Slytherin, said Harry. Anyway, what's on the agenda today? Oh, great. I've got an appointment with a school psychologist. I hate that guy.
Which is like, why do you think that's funny?
You sound like the guy who like doesn't get the joke.
No, I get it.
What I think is funny about that is that, first of all, this is a school psychologist.
Yeah.
Already pretty funny.
That's what I find
funny. Oh, great. I've got an appointment with a school psychologist who we haven't heard about ever. And then I hate that guy. So you hate the school psychologist.
Like, oh, great.
But also you're looking forward to it.
And I also think it's funny, yeah, because it implies that it adds another layer of unknown to the story where it's like someone must know that Harry needs psychological support. Mm. Whether Harry volunteered for these sessions or someone's making him do them, like, we just don't know. But someone knows.
And I think anytime you bring in any form of extra bureaucratic or real life stuff in the Harry Potter world, it's very funny. Do you think you need to worry about those boys you left down in the chamber? Asked one of the cameramen.
So one of the cameramen. Who is he?
He's really getting involved. Wow. Okay.
Because even in like mockumentaries, often you don't hear the person behind the camera asking questions.
No, they cut those bits out.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
It's like maths. You don't often hear them. Yeah. There's another Australian reference.
They do like that every now and then. And this is probably the point of sometimes on Batchy or something, someone walks off and you might actually get a little subtitle. You can hear the producer. Do you want us to...
Do you want to finish up?
Finish up?
Yeah. I just need a moment. Yeah, no worries, mate.
Do you need... Okay, we might need a medical help over here.
And then they use it in the trailer.
Yeah, then they use it. It's the best part of the whole thing.
Osher Ginsberg's just like, in a bachelor first, we're going to need medical help over here.
Yeah. That happens and Osher's eyeballs turn into dollar signs.
Yeah.
So, do you need to worry about those boys left in the chamber? So asked one of the cameramen. What? No, what? I was here all last night, said Harry, kind of looking around awkwardly, biting his lip. I was just chilling here. I just watched TV and went down to Safeway and got some Cheetos
Safeway.
Or something.
Safeway is a relic.
Safeway is was a shopping.
It was a supermarket.
Like, but now it's
Woolworths.
It's Woolworths. I think maybe in regional Victoria might still be Safeway.
Well, the company is called Woolworths, but then it used to be Safeway in Victoria.
And for our New Zealand listeners, Countdown.
What? Do they call it Countdown?
I think so.
And it's Woolworths.
I'm pretty sure.
So they're like, let's go to Countdown.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
There's some funny things where pictures online from New Zealand where the you know how the big light, the light up name of Countdown at the shopping centre, but the O is out.
Countdown. Oh, yeah. I'm going to bleep that.
You didn't bleep mine when I said it.
Probably won't.
So I
dropped a C-bomb on the I think I said it on the restricted section. So now I'm just like, I say it.
Wow. Look, so you went over to the American podcast.
Yeah.
Where they, I feel like they famously have an aversion to.
I was hesitant to say it, but I said it. And they said that's fine.
Mm.
Sorry, let's continue.
They banned the C word. They won't ban the G word. Guns. What's the G? All right, political. All right, let's move on.
All our American listeners are going to stop listening. Yeah. Don't make this political, man. This is just a fun podcast to disconnect.
What are they going to do? Shoot me? Probably.
Okay. Jesus Christ. All right, continue.
Love you guys.
He went to get some Cheetos.
Or something. And Dean Thomas came over here just to catch up. Ask Dean. He was here. Okay, don't ask Dean, actually. But you get my point. And then, like, a bunch of girls, the girls from school came over and just, like, hung out and showed their boobs and stuff. You know what they say here at Hogwarts? Another day, another boobs. Yep. The school motto. Everybody says it. So Dean Thomas came over, which is funny that their romance is...
But he didn't.
He didn't.
Because we know he was down in the Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, that's true.
He's just making it all up.
Okay.
None of that happened.
And do you think that's the school motto?
I bloody hope not, but
they put that on the crest. Another day, another boobs.
You know, some schools are like, reach for the stars. Yeah. Follow your dreams. Truth always. Truth above all.
Deeds, not words.
Yep. Another day, another boobs.
Can't argue with that. Everybody says it, Harry says. Who says it? Asks one of the cameramen. Hey, is that Winston Churchill? Harry said, pointing at a door to his office. Winston Churchill would have died 150 years ago. Something like that.
Could be a ghost.
Harry said, pointing to the door to his office, then snapping his fingers when they turned around and disappearing into the Great Hall.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Fuck, 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 said Harry, who until this point had genuinely believed that all that stuff with the Chamber of Secrets and Mr. Charger and the boys was all just a horrible nightmare. Vivid nightmare.
I could have sworn I was with Dean last night and then all the girls came over and showed their boobs. I think
this is art. This is, you know, life, art reflecting life. I mean, which part's the awake, which part's the dream? We were just saying that. Unknowingly, he had apparated to the mantle of the Great Hall, still in his pajamas, so all of the students thought he was doing a speech. They were used to seeing Harry in his pajamas.
Well, that's inappropriate.
Which is funny because he's naked.
Yes.
So that's what your joke
is
making.
That's the joke is, yeah.
Oh, said Harry. Everyone just continue with your breakfast and just a reminder that Derek is a disgrace to all wizards. Wait, no he isn't. Wait, who's Derek? I definitely don't know him. And if he went missing, he definitely didn't. He was never here. There was never a Derek. Don't you see? He was a figment of your imagination. No, sir. No such thing as Derek. Nope. No Derek's around here. If there is a Derek at this school, I definitely don't know him. Know of him. Or her. And, of course, Hagrid asked me to pass on to you that you better go to potions now. That is, all the students that have potions, of course.
I love that, like, you know, you're at your boarding school, you're in the main hall eating some Fruit Loops for breakfast, just chatting across the table to your friends. Maybe we're catching a Quidditch game later.
Hey, there's Fruit Loops. Yeah.
Then the headmaster of the school appears naked in front of the mantle where you do speeches and goes, oh shit, I've got to do a speech, and starts saying that. You're just like, wow.
Remember that? Yeah. Saying, hey, remember that student? He's not real. Okay. And then, okay, go to potions. I don't have potions. Unless you don't have potions. Oh, okay. Okay,
exactly. When
wrap it up. And then
good.
Apparently Fruit Loops are all the same flavor. Interesting.
I never knew that.
Harry's going, and he was scrambling because he wasn't sure what had happened down the chamber and was worried that the boys might have died. Don't forget that Doreen from the cafeteria needs everyone to sign a form that says, if you get sick from her food, you can't sue the school anymore. So it's happened a few times, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, no, then we continue. There was no cafeteria at Hogwarts, nor was there a Doreen. Well, there might have been a Doreen, but no one was really sure. Fuck.
Oh, God.
Neville came running to the Great Hall. "Harry, I found you. Come, quick," he yelled. Harry started to masturbate vigorously on the steps of the Great Hall. And this is a classic gag. And Neville said, "What are you doing?" And Harry said, "You said to come quickly."
That's great. That's actually clever. That's pretty juvenile, but clever.
Come quickly. All right.
I'll do it as quick as possible. Yeah.
And Neville was like, "I meant follow me."
Oh.
And he said, "Fuck." And they began running through the castle. They noticed an enormous line of students that was heading into the girls' lavatory. Hundreds of students just lining up. Generally, girls, students, and teachers Generally, girls, students, and teachers, and they couldn't figure out what was going on.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So they noticed an enormous line of students that was heading into the girls' lavatory.
Predominantly girls lining up, I guess, to go to the toilet or something.
Okay. Well, that checks out.
Makes sense.
Girls' toilets, tourists have longer lines than...
That's true. Ah, oh, I feel for you sometimes.
I mean, what are they bloody doing in there? Chicks.
Bloody chicks.
probably, you know, putting on makeup.
Ah, yeah.
And, although, you know what? I'd say that I feel like in Australia, in bars and stuff, there's been an increase in wait time in men's bathrooms. I often think this when I'm out, because the men go to the cubicles, not... Mike is
don't explain what happened.
Mike the video viewers, with
the video viewers will see it. Don't explain it to the audio listeners. Give them a reason to go to the Patreon.
They'll be wondering why the fuck.
No. Sorry, I had to just do something. I just had to do something.
But it involved my microphone, and now I've got to move. All right.
Something funny happened. Patreons get to see it.
Sure. So anyway, I was just saying, I feel like if I go out at night time,
yeah.
Now, men are taking so long in a cubicle because. I'm just going to say it. They're all doing drugs.
Yeah.
And I...
That's a sad reflection of our society, isn't it?
I get so annoyed when I'm like, I just want to go to the toilet.
Mm.
There should be a separate drugs room.
Yeah.
With no...
They should have a separate drugs room.
I mean, sure, maybe... I don't care if you do it, but just... I want to go to the toilet.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Have a little drugs room somewhere.
A separate room.
A separate cubicle that doesn't have a toilet in it.
Yeah. Well, fine. It needs the toilet because isn't that why they're in there? Because you do it off the toilet seat?
No, people do it off their phones.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
Or their keys and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think doing it off the toilet is weird.
That's an
old
school thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could just use your human snuff box, which is a point in between on your hand.
Mm.
There's a little gap there on your hand. When you go, like, where I can't do it right now. I don't know.
You're
where
really experienced.
No, that's just a medical term. It's called. That's actually what it's called. My girlfriend is in the medical profession.
Yes.
It's medically called
She's
the human.
She's a healer at St. Mungo's.
Yes. All right, let's move on.
Okay. Well, let's do it.
They followed the line to the door to the lavatories and saw Harold Biscuits there.
Oh, Harold.
We haven't seen him in a while.
No, what happened to him?
I don't know. Hello, Professor Potter. Hello, Professor Longbottom. Gee whiz. My character really got lost in this book, didn't he?
God, he's been feeling exactly what we're feeling.
100%. I wonder what the point is of me. I feel like the narrator isn't really sure. Like, I had a big role in the first book, but in this book, it was sort of like, are we finished with him? Or is he still relevant? And, you know, all that stuff. But I guess I'm, like, still here and stuff, you know? Like, I don't even know what year I'm in at school. Like, it's just... Like, is next year my last year or this year or 2 years from now? Like, am I even in the next book? Or do I just fade out? Like, why did Dimmy just get to be one of the main characters of this book? What's the point of him? Oh, fucking oath. That's just me.
Because is Harold was a main-ish character in the last book.
I was literally thinking as we're reading this, I'm like, as we saw Harold, like, honestly, I feel like Dimmy has replaced Harold.
Dimmy kind of replaced Harold.
I like Harold
better.
Sad
for Harold. I hate Harold. He's got no personality.
I like his dad.
Yeah, that's true. He's got a cool dad. But Dimmy has a cool dad. He works for the CIA.
Yeah, but Harold's dad wrote The Nutty Professor.
That's true.
So, Dimmy, what's the point of him? Is he more interesting than me? I had that whole were-basilisk thing going on. Like, I would love to be a bigger part of the books moving ahead. Like, I... Shut the fuck, said Harry, who slapped Harold across the face and then kicked him a few times when he fell... to the ground, and then made a few Michael Jackson sounds and did the splits.
It's just chaos.
Had any of... Anyway, it's what? So... What? When you wrote this, had any... Was this... Had Michael Jackson controversy really...
I feel broke? Like it was when there were all the trials with Michael Jackson.
Oh, so you were putting them in deliberately because... Yeah.
I guess he was just... like, I remember at like being a kid and like thinking... Again, I think we've talked about it before, but I thought...
Thinking I'd love to go to Michael Jackson's
house. I thought like Michael Jackson being a pedophile was funny because I was a kid and I was like, that's so funny. And like, he so obviously is.
Because you also, as a kid, don't understand the gravity of anything.
Exactly. So I thought it was funny to like reference him a lot.
100%.
I guess.
And you know what? It still is.
Yeah.
So let's move on.
Harry Potter and the Boys will be right back. Excuse this interruption, teachers and students. Just a reminder that Derek is a disgrace to a wizard, but we also have a big announcement. Sam's Comedy Festival show is starting very, very soon. If you're in Melbourne or if you're coming to Melbourne and you want to see a great comedy show, head to comedyfestival.com.au, type in Sam Garlep and go and see his show, Sam, but different. It all kicks off this week, and I will be there for the first show. So if you're thinking of getting tickets, come opening nights, meet Sam. I'm sure he'll be up for some boob signings. You can also use code Mike, M-I-K-E, in all caps for $20 tickets. And of course, if you get to the end of today's episode and want a bit more, just a reminder that on Wednesdays on the Patreon, patreon.com/HarryPotterandTheBoys, you can get the sorting ceremony. This week, we're sorting the characters from Seinfeld. Where would Jerry, Kramer, George, and Elaine be in Hogwarts houses? Help us find out over on the Patreon.
Harold, why is everyone lining up? Said Neville. Oh, Dad's doing a signing, said Harold.
One of the most innocuous jokes from like the second chapter of the book.
Please be exactly what I think it is, and I think it might be. And sure enough, they opened the door to the lavatory and saw Mr. Biscuits sitting on one of the toilet, doing a poo and signing all the girls' boobs.
Jesus Christ, he's getting it all done at once.
Wow. I mean,
yeah.
I can't imagine what that's like, but Mike, you would.
I have signed.
Mike, do you sign
boobs? Another day, another boobs.
Wow. Yeah.
I actually had someone message me the other day and they were like, hey, just so you know, like, if there's ever a live gig, you're welcome to sign my boobs. A different girl.
Great.
So, it's might have to start charging.
I wouldn't do that. I mean, you should probably be paying them, to be fair. That's now a core memory for you. Anyway. Professor Potter, so good to see you, said Mr. Biscuits. Mr. Biscuits, what are you doing here? Signing all these girls' boobs, said Harry, looking at a girl's boobs who was leaving excitedly as they had just been signed. Harry read the boobs. Dear Doreen.
Thanks. Wait, is that because the cafeteria lady?
But then it said there was no cafeteria lady.
But didn't it say cafeteria? There's no Doreen at Hogwarts?
So then they said,
there might be.
There might be. Dear Doreen, thank you. Thanks for being a fan. From Mr. Biscuits. That is hilarious.
I love how he signs it as Mr. Biscuits.
Yeah.
Like, what's his name?
I don't know.
That's like Eddie Murphy signing your Nutty Professor DVD as, thanks for being a fan, Mr. Murphy.
Mr. Murphy. at least it's better than signing Harold's dad.
That's true.
Yes, yes, and copies of the Nutty Professor on DVD for the boys. You know what they say here at Hogwarts, Harry? Another day, another boobs. Said Mr. Biscuits. Hilarious reference there.
Well, this implies that it is, in fact.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Another day, another boobs, said Harry. Another day, another boobs, said Neville. Somebody saying that school motto, Father Goyle, said.
Father Goyle.
I love that.
Goyle's the priest at the school, isn't he?
Somebody saying that school motto, said Father Goyle, as he popped his head into the bathroom. Another day, another boobs. another day, another boobs, said all the girls in line. And everybody laughed. So what? It is the school motto.
It's the school motto.
So all the girls, and everybody laughed. A happy kind of laugh. That you laugh when you're all laughed out after a big year. And they were right to. The end of the school year was only a few days away. And the year was shaping up to finish on a positive note. Students had finished their exams and had a good year. The school stock market was up, so everybody was making money.
What does that mean? This is like a kid's understanding of how the world works. Yeah, and the school stock market's up, so
everyone's making money.
Thing is, hey, if you're making money, I'm making money.
But if you're making money, someone's losing money.
Yeah, that's true. That's a shame.
But oh well, fuck them. But it also just implies, I don't know, every student just buys shares in the school.
With their nothing.
Harry was happy and well.
Oh, that's good.
You know what, everyone, said Harry, lifting up his shirt to show his nipples and getting Mr. Biscuits to sign them.
Wasn't he naked?
Yeah, he was. He was naked.
When did he have time to put a shirt on?
He's put a shirt on just to lift it up again. This is the perfect end of the year. Exams are cancelled. Dear Harry, your nipples look like a problem. From Mr. Biscuits.
Is that what C signed?
That's what he signed on it. Sorry, it was in italics. So that's what he signed on it.
God.
All of the students cheered and went crazy. Then one girl just said, exams were last week. And everyone was like, oh yeah.
And then I love how a problem with the first book was it was overwhelmingly lacking in any female representation at all.
Mm-hmm.
But look, we have really sort of solved that problem in this book, but unfortunately,
all the girls
are just being sexualized.
Yeah, you're being exploited. So yeah, you go from no representation to being represented but being exploited.
And too much, almost. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that, guys.
You know, if we wrote this today, it would be very
and
different.
I didn't write any of it, so I'm merely reading it. So yeah, don't lump me in.
Don't lump you into this apology. preemptive apology before cancel culture takes us both out.
Well, speaking of cancelling, Harry just cancelled the exams that we just had. But then they said they were last week.
Oh, so they've done exams.
And everyone was like, oh yeah. And then Harry said, yeah, but they're cancelled. So we won't mark them or anything. But then a few students were like, oh, but we did them and studied and everything. So we probably want to get them back now. Probably not worth cancelling them or anything because then we won't be able to get our results or anything.
Which is a good point because I think in one of the first Harry Potter movies, at the end of the movie, like Dumbledore is like so happy about what's happened that he's like, all exams are cancelled. And all the students...
Oh, he does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
All the students are cheering, like, except Hermione.
Mm.
But, like, I don't understand that. Does that mean, like, the seventh year students who are in their final year of school just don't do their exams?
Yeah, it's like, oh, you just repeat your next year.
Yeah, like, what do they do?
Which might explain why a few of the actors stayed. There was a few
that's true.
Yeah,
but it's like, imagine that you're in, like, final year of high school and they're like, all exams are cancelled. Oh, but I want to do them so I can go to university. No, they're cancelled. Don't worry about it.
I've been here for 13 years.
Yeah, this is the whole point of me being here. They're cancelled. So what do I do? How do I get a job? No, they're just cancelled, man.
Out of 18 years of my life, 13 of them have been at school.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to finish them with the
and I've been studying But this is even worse because they've done them and he's saying, no, we're not showing you the results.
And Harry said his word was final and ordered Professor Flitwick Jr., who was Professor Flitwick's bastard child who worked at the school.
Wait, what? Professor Flitwick Jr.? Professor Flitwick's bastard child?
It reminded me of like Donkey Kong Jr. And imagine how small Flitwick Jr. is. Tiny. You'd step on him. He's like a little mouse.
Oh, God.
Hagrid crushed it. I can't wait for Hagrid.
And did it say he was his bastard child?
Yes. Who was Professor Flitwick's bastard child who worked at the school as the school bastard.
So who do you think is the school bastard in the original Harry Potters? Because you'd go to Filch, but...
You'd go to Filch.
You can't confirm that he's a bastard.
No.
Tom Riddle was a bastard, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't know.
He was conceived out of wedlock. Yeah. So that's something to think about.
Something to think about. And it's a sin.
Yes.
Mm.
Any bastards out there? No.
So.
Professor Flitwick Jr. Fuck.
That is so. So he asked Professor Flitwick Jr., who was Professor Flitwick's bastard child, who worked at the school as a school bastard, to burn all the exams. And some of the students were like screaming, asking him not to. But he did anyway. And then the students were chanting like, bastard, bastard, Flitwick Jr. Is that,
I think that's it.
Sure.
Yeah. Bastard, Flitwick Jr.
And Flitwick Jr. decided to finish up at Hogwarts. He's like, you know what?
His first and last appearance.
He's like, Oh, you know what? I think that's the, that's it. That's the last straw. I'm just doing my job. I'm
going to Mexico.
I'm just doing my job. And so the story ends. Ah, okay, fuck. Let's just finish this book.
Okay, that's the narrator.
Yeah, that's the narrator. Immediately, the girl's lavatory had a bunch of new people enter the room, emerging crazily with one of the sinks. As Michael Carmichael, Rob Robson, Lockie Lockhart, Luke Lucas, Sam Thompson, Derek Derrickson, and Dimmy Dimatina sprung up into the bathroom.
And I think that that's a bit funny because didn't Tom leave when
he left early? I was wondering.
And he's not mentioned.
Because, yeah, I was like, this sounds a bit weird.
Because it's usually Sam and Tom, Sam Thompson.
Yeah, it is.
But, yeah.
So, and Dimmy Dimatina sprung up into the bathroom.
Oh, we got a Dimmy line?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank God we are here,
said Dimmy.
I am Sir Best in for a whiz right now. Excuse me, please, guest.
Harry, said Michael. Professor Longbottom, said Rob. Gemini's gone, said Lockie. Gemini? I don't recall a student called Gemini. Harry put his hand on his glasses and magicked a scroll with all the students' names on it, and then took his wand out, tapped the scroll and said, Namus Deletius, and Gemini's name disappeared off the list. Nope, just check the list of students. Definitely no Gemini. The boys rolled their eyes. Lockie looked angry. It's just doing it in front of them. I don't recall that. I hope they don't notice this. Namus Deletius. It's a shame that spells are often verbal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lockie looked angry. Ah, boys, said Mr. Biscuits. You here to get your boobs signed? Remember, I sign your nipples for an extra $30. Smiley face.
Sign your nipples? Like,
yeah,
Biscuits are really small.
Yeah, really, a fine liner. Another day at Hogwarts, said Harry, laughing and looking sheepishly at the boys, and then Neville. Another boobs, said Neville, laughing, as everyone laughed hysterically, except the boys, who were traumatised. Everyone huddled together and put their arms around each other like a convention. Everyone huddled together and put their arms around each other like a convention. That doesn't fucking make sense. And said the Hogwarts motto. Another day at Hogwarts, another boobs. Shut up, Neville, Harry said somewhat threateningly. And that's the end of the chapter. So what the fuck just happened? Not sure. Not entirely sure.
Okay, that's the end of the chapter. Another chapter. I enjoyed that. Little Harry breakaway chapter.
I feel like we're really... I feel like you and I, oh, I'm sure the listeners are too, but I feel like we're all itching for the end of the book. But that was very funny. I love Harold Biscuits coming up. And it's funny because I just realized what I always picture Harold Biscuits to look like. And I realize I'm thinking it because we know that podcasters will know that I often just look around the room here at your house.
Yeah.
And just point out things. I'm like, there is a literal, that is what I picture Harold Biscuits to look like.
That thing there?
Do you want
me to get it and show the patrons?
Well. Yeah, right,
hang on. But do you mean Harold or Mr. Biscuits?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Biscuits. Harold Biscuits' dad. You know what? Sorry, I'm just getting it. I picture this to be Harold Biscuits' dad.
This is exactly what I think Mr. Biscuits looks like as well. That is so crazy.
Because the whole year I've been picturing it.
Patrons can see this on the video.
So this is, Mike, what do you use this for?
I got this from my cousin for my birthday and I just put stuff in it.
And it is... He's literally a vase.
A porcelain vase.
Or whatever. You use it to put utensils in near the stove.
Yeah. And it's a man.
It's literally a man's head with what you'd assume a balding man with some white hair around. And he's got glasses and he looks like a character from Guess Who
well.
So, and he's got a little bow tie. But
yeah. Go see it on the Patreon. Mr. Biscuits.
As I've been picturing Mr. Biscuits for every time we thought about him, I'm like, that's what he looks like.
Yeah.
And then I realise I've been looking at it this whole year. Wow, this is like wrapping up like your books.
Oh, God.
Everything in the apartment matters.
Matters, yeah. Everything matters. We should finish up, get tickets to Sam's Comedy Fest show.
Please do.
And Patreon right now, we're sorting the cast of Seinfeld.
That's it.
Goodbye, Hamoras.
Goodbye, Hamoras.
Do you have something else?
Don't worry about it.
All right.
The
That's the end of the show, but tomorrow over on the Patreon, you get access to the sorting ceremony. Sign up now, patreon.com/HarryPotterandTheBoys. Hear us sort the characters from Seinfeld and even suggest who we should sort next week. Thank you so much for listening this week. Make sure you rate the podcast 5 stars on Spotify. Engage with the Spotify polls. And yeah, we'll see you soon.
This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.